Joe Biden has condemned the poison of white supremacy following a shooting in Buffalo, New York, which has left 10 dead and 3 others wounded. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is freelance journalist and author Sean Britton. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts, as well as on Twitter and Facebook at US of Ed. Mixed results in the latest Senate primaries to determine who will be running in this year's midterms. Madison Cawthorn, the loose unit we talked about last week, he's on the outs, rejected by the Republican establishment after his comments about GOP senators indulging in cocaine-fueled orgies. Pennsylvania, at time of recording, remains a tight race that might head to a recount between the right-wing extremist David McCormick versus celebrity heart surgeon endorsed by Trump, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Ed, what's the latest?
Well, another thing you didn't mention is the Democratic candidate for the Senate, Fetterman, had a stroke. Now, that could be a stroke of luck, because, as you remember, Bernie had a stroke and it didn't stop him in a presidential campaign. So I don't know what's going on in Pennsylvania. It seems to be really crazy. And who knows how this is going to turn out. And the Ohio candidate, who was, what's the name of his book? About the rise of the right wing, won. So God only knows what's going on in America these days. There may be 10 parties. We just don't know it.
Trump is reportedly suggesting Dr. Oz declare victory in Pennsylvania before the votes have finished being counted, because that's worked so well for him in the past. Oz's campaign, I think, is an interesting one, actually, because like, for those who don't know, he's basically a celebrity doctor who endorses, like, he's got a genuine medical background, but he endorses a lot of quackery. And I think Trump still gets kind of blinded by celebrity. Even after being president, Trump seems to crave being close to celebrity more than anything else. Oz, however, is a Turkish Muslim, and I believe maintains his Turkish citizenship. So you can imagine how well that's gone down with some Trumpian voters.
Well, remember, these are primary votes for the Democrats. Having him on the ticket is a delight, because a lot of Republicans are going to desert these far right wing guys come the general election, and the Democrats will have it made. The question is, would the Democrats have a candidate that people put their finger on their nose about?
As you say, with Fetterman, almost had mentioned Fetterman because the results for Pennsylvania were so conclusive for him, really.
Yeah. So, but he can pick up a lot of Republican votes.
Well, look, speaking of some of the issues that might have plagued Dr. Oz, earlier this week, 10 people were killed and 3 wounded in a shooting in Buffalo, New York. The 18-year-old gunman now in custody. 10 of those 13 victims were black, and according to a 180-page manifesto believed to have been posted online by the suspect, he wanted to kill as many blacks as possible and believed in the Great Replacement Theory, which holds that white people are losing out, essentially, to immigration. Ed, first thoughts?
Gee, he's going back a lot of years. Black people, remember, outnumbered white people at the time of the Declaration of Independence. So we've been replacing them for a long, long time. The truth of the matter is the black population, in fact, is not going up. If he wants to shoot somebody, he should go to someplace with a higher Hispanic population, like Chicago, where the Hispanics are now outnumbering blacks and many whites in the electoral districts. The black population, like the white population, is going down. So he had to be trying to shoot people who can't speak English.
Fingers have been pointed at the Republican Party for building a tolerance of these kinds of white supremacist ideals. And, you know, we're seeing an influx of this kind of hate and these events. I think most concerning to me, based on, you know, what I've read so far, if the alleged shooter's own words online can be believed, he claims to have been radicalized by these ideas over the course of only a few months. He literally claims to have come in contact with them only months ago. Thoughts, Ed?
Well, clearly he was disposed to this. There's a real problem in the United States of people not having friends. One of the great things in Australia is there's the leagues club and the sports club and this club and another club. And very few young people are left out of anything, and their parents are left out of anything. This guy was an isolated set of parents in an isolated community with an isolated mind. So the internet takes over. I don't want to blame the internet for everything, but I can't think of anything I can give it credit for other than this show. You can get an awful lot of bad stuff on the internet and very little good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we've spoken about this kind of sickness in American culture at the moment, this loneliness, this depression. Yeah, I mean, it is absolutely being fed into. And I think, you know, when we come to the likes of white supremacy, it is these individuals that have nothing else kind of special. They feel like there's nothing else special about them. So they're kind of going to convince themselves, well, being white and being a warrior for the white cause is somehow making me special.
Well, let's not forget the black man in New York who shot a number of people, fortunately didn't kill any, in the subway. His mind was bent the different direction, but the same amount by the same kind of rhetoric.
Actually, speaking of which, there was kind of a bizarre flip side to this this week as well, because I just wanted to mention the other attempted mass shooting at a church gathering in California, which left one dead and five others injured. In this instance, the shooter was allegedly a 65-year-old Chinese man motivated by hatred of the Taiwanese, the church being a Taiwanese church.
Well, it's an equal opportunity to hate.
Latest on Ukraine and the first captured Russian soldier to go on trial has pled guilty to war crimes in Ukraine while the conflict itself rages on. Ed, what's the latest?
The latest is there are now several hundred Ukrainians in the hands of Russians, and you'll start hearing about Ukrainian criminals pretty soon. This tennis court has two sides, and the Russians now have the ball on their side. So I think they were too hasty in putting this trial on. They should have waited.
Because we are seeing this kind of propaganda fight, and sometimes the propaganda fight still takes lives at the same time as the actual military campaign.
That's right. The Mariupol guys are not safe. They will be the pawns. And this is one thing that Putin has figured out. Well, I can bomb them out, but if I take them out, I may be able to use them to be pawns for victory some places. His victory is getting smaller and smaller, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Donbass was the last site, and he tried to use these guys as a way of triggering some access through Mariupol to Crimea.
Well, reportedly, according to the Pentagon, Russian forces are attacking in smaller units and actually scaling down on objectives. So it's, you know, if we follow this train of logic, we could see an easing off on the conflict.
Well, there are two reasons for this. One, the howitzers that the Americans have brought in can shoot, you know, 20 or 30 kilometers. And couple that with drones that can identify the enemy, they can knock out large groups of people pretty fast. So the enemy can't get as close. The second thing is the Ukrainians have discovered all the Russians' moves and are beating them to them. So, and not to mention the fact that they've lost well over 15,000 men. Some people think it's close to 30,000 men. That's one third of the combat troops they sent in, if you count the injured that are out of this contest. And the money that's being spent, a couple billion dollars a year, Russia will spend its way into a hole so deep it can't get out. So the smart thing for Putin, before his cancer gets him, is to sue for peace.
Meanwhile, as we've sort of said before, if Putin was concerned about so-called NATO aggression and expansionism, and that was the reasoning behind invading Ukraine, what he's done has been an absolute failure. Finland and Sweden have now formally applied to join the alliance, ending decades on their part of neutrality. What's the implications here, Ed?
I think they're seeing that they don't want to give any pretext for being invaded. The Finnish army, I believe, is the largest army in Europe, larger than the German army and larger than the British army. So, and they are fierce fighters, as the Russians have already found out. I wouldn't be surprised if people on the Kamchatka Peninsula in the far east of Russia decided to join NATO. When I was in Vladivostok, they had no love for Moscow. So I think joining NATO may be coming the way into the Queen's ball for Russians and others. Obviously, they're not getting much out of being Russian.
And Roe versus Wade. Debate seems to have stagnated this week over abortion legislation. Protests, fears persist. But the only answer we really seem to have from Democrats is to get to the polls in November. Get to the polls, yeah. Vote.
Yeah, that is the only answer. And I think they've been handed this, and I hope it's enough for them to keep the majority they have and increase that majority in the Senate.
Rather ironically, over the last couple of weeks, as America looks to potentially end the right to abortion within its borders or within the borders of certain states, they haven't been able to feed the babies they currently have. Levels of available baby formula have been in crisis, with shelves running bare and Republicans outraged that the states have to keep feeding those immigrant babies that remain in their care. Biden has now had to invoke the Defense Production Act in order to boost formula production. Ed, what's going on?
Wait a minute here. I'm a little confused. Aren't babies that are conceived by God to be protected?
You would think so. Drunks and little
children,
I believe.
No matter what side the border they were born on? This logic escapes me. And this may mean if you're in Oregon where there's a right to die, has that been removed? The Republicans are already really in a quandary about this. It would be a disaster for the military, where abortions are part of the package for women in the military. Are they going to say, well, if you get pregnant, you're going to have to move from Alabama to New Mexico and be restationed? Oh, what a nightmare.
Mm.
I think this Roe versus Wade was the best thing ever because it gave some degree of certainty. So states that had relatively low weeks, 15 weeks, 16 weeks, versus those that said 30 weeks, at least gave, you could draw a line someplace. This draws a line no place. This is going to be a mess for many, many years to come.
Mm. And this weekend, I've got to say I'm immensely relieved. Australians will be heading to the polls to vote on which party will lead our country for the next 3 years, or indeed which minor party might hold the balance of power, which senators might hold the balance of power. Any thoughts in the closing days of this one, Ed?
It seems the voters are voting no. They don't like any of them. And they're right. There hasn't been any real rigorous policy debate. People have been caught out on this or caught out on that, whether they know the price of milk or, you know, whether there's been a pandemic in this state or that state. The real issues just are not being discussed.
Mm.
But maybe this is Camelot, where there are no real issues and everybody's just living happily.
Just before I let you go, I would like to point out, too, that next week, only 3 days after the election itself, there is a meeting of the Quad in Tokyo. And, well, Australia, the US, India and Japan all coming together. So if Anthony Albanese is elected Prime Minister, he's really going to have to hit the ground running. And if Morrison remains leader, well, he's going to have to come up with some
He'll
answers.
He'll just be running.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's to do, obviously, and it hasn't been strongly debated because nothing's been strongly debated, obviously this situation with the Solomon Islands.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a big one for all of the Pacific, the Solomon Islands, Australia, wicket keeper wasn't in when that ball was bowled. And we're going to pay a very big price for it because the Solomon Islands are a place you can buy anything if you find the front door, and they found the front door.
Ed and I will be back next week with a brand new Prime Minister and plenty more to talk about as well. Make sure to join us, subscribe wherever you find the podcast so you don't miss a thing, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.